When discussing Social Security, President Bush sometimes points out that on average, black men don't live as long as white men, and that African Americans ought to support private accounts based on those statistics. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the president's comments have provoked a sharp debate over whether the nation's retirement system is fair to African Americans.
In the current system, people spend their working lives paying into Social Security, and then when they retire, they receive benefits paid for by those who are still working. The National Center for Health Statistics says white men, on average, live more than 5 years longer than black men. The difference for women is not as pronounced. So, according to the president's argument, black men get less return on their investment than white men. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the president's plan addresses the problem by giving people accounts that their children can inherit.
This will enable them to build a nest egg of their own and be able to pass that nest egg on to their survivors.
It's not an argument that everyone agrees with. First up for debate is the lifespan statistic itself. Marie Smith is president of AARP and opposes Mr. Bush's plan. She points out that the African-American lifespan numbers are held down by the high number of men who die young from violence and drugs.
But by the time those African-American men who survive to retirement, their longevity is almost the same as white men.
Almost, but not quite. If you measure the relative lifespan of black and white men who reach age 65, black men on average die 2 years earlier than white men. But Social Security analyst Berna Brannon of the Cato Institute says that two-year difference is significant.
For a worker who earns about $30,000 throughout their lifetime on an annual basis, not collecting their benefits for 2+ years, it actually equals to $27,000. Well, you would let's ask people, are they okay with not collecting about $30,000 that they could have?
This argument looks only at retirement benefits, and Democratic North Carolina Congressman Mel Watt argues that's too narrow a way of looking at the Social Security program. And he points out that blacks compensate for the apparent racial disparity in Social Security benefits through other programs.
They get disproportionately higher parts of Social Security, such as disability benefits and survivor benefits, so factually, the president's argument is just not correct.
Watt says when factoring in survivor and disability benefits along with retirement payments, blacks actually get more money from Social Security than whites. Bob Johnson, founder of Black Entertainment Television, sees it differently. Johnson served on President Bush's Social Security Commission, and he believes an inherited retirement account that's grown with a stock market would better serve African Americans than a disability check.
Their kids would receive the benefits of investments in a stock market that has historically outperformed the 3% that you get from government bonds that go to pay off the disability benefits.
But an inherited Social Security account would reflect the amount of money a person made when he or she was a member of the workforce. And AARP President Marie Smith fears that does not bode well for African Americans, who generally make less money than whites.
I don't know what they're talking about when they say, you know, something to pass on to your heirs. How much are you going to pass on? I have a sense that it would be very little.
There's another argument in this debate. It's one put forth by a group of older men in the low-income Liberty City neighborhood of Miami. There's one corner here that is free from drugs, gangs, and other urban problems. And every day, elders in the black community gather here to dispense wisdom, exchange ideas, and discuss the events of the day. Will Height is the group's unofficial spokesman. And he doesn't like the way race is being used in the debate over Social Security.
You know, we all here together, you know, and to say black against white, you don't work for it, you're entitled to it, black or white.
Advocates on both sides of the argument admit that race is a secondary issue in the debate over Social Security changes, but they say it's worth talking about, because if Social Security is going to change, the new system ought to be fair to everyone. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.